This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
A new report portrays a chaotic and inefficient response to a COVID-19 outbreak at a state-run veterans home. More than 200 staff and residents got sick from the virus, and 36 residents died at the LaSalle home over the course of 3 months at the end of 2020. Now, Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is under fire for his administration's mishandling of the situation. WBEZ's Illinois politics reporter Tony Arnold joins us now to talk more about what went wrong and the fallout that Pritzker faces. And Tony, long-term care facilities around the world have struggled with COVID outbreaks throughout the pandemic. How did the state botch this outbreak so badly?
Yeah, look, Melba, the first deaths at LaSalle began in mid-November. Now, at that point, it was known how to address COVID, and the Veterans Affairs Agency had time to prepare for an outbreak. But instead, no plan was made, according to this report. And not only was there no plan, but they didn't take basic actions. This report found that staff frequently weren't wearing face masks, either because they weren't available or it wasn't required. Temperature checks were being done on the honor system, and there was confusion about where to put those who tested positive. In one instance, a veteran who tested positive was accidentally placed in the same room as someone who tested negative. And then the report really drills home this idea about how there was just a complete lack of leadership throughout this crisis.
And we'll talk about that leadership in a second, but what's being done to address the problems that this report revealed?
Well, Melba, the outbreak is contained now, but as you mentioned, 36 residents of the home died in this outbreak. Now, that's not the deadliest COVID outbreak at a long-term care residence in Illinois, but it is among the deadliest. The new director of the state's Veterans Affairs Department tells WBEZ that protocols are being put in place, and he's putting into place a new leadership team. I should also say that the former director of the agency resigned in January after the worst of the outbreak had already occurred.
And Tony, you're referring there to Linda Chapalavia, and what's her response been to this report?
You know, Chapalavia was a member of the Illinois House of Representatives before Governor J.B. Pritzker appointed her to lead the state VA. One reason why he appointed her to the role is because she led the legislative response to the deadly Legionnaires' disease outbreaks at the Quincy Veterans Home. Now, Chapalavia has not responded to requests for comment, and in fact, she even refused to participate or meet with the inspector general and answer his questions for this report.
Tony, of course, Governor Pritzker hammered his predecessor for mishandling the Quincy outbreaks that you reported on extensively. What is the governor doing about the failures that have now occurred under his watch?
You know, Pritzker was relentless in criticizing Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's fatal mismanagement, as he said, of Quincy. And now Pritzker himself is being accused of failing veterans. Notably today, Pritzker expressed regret about one key decision that he made, which was appointing Linda Chapalavia to run the VA department.
She seemed like an ideal person to be able to root out the problems in our veterans' homes. But I have to admit that if I knew then what I know now, I would not have hired her.
But look, there is already one family suing the state for the death of their loved one, along with many more lawsuits coming, I'm told. Legislative hearings are now in the works, along with calls for new laws, and perhaps even more investigations will be coming. So the fallout of what happened at LaSalle is going to be with us for the months to come.
Tony, thanks for bringing us this update.
Thanks, Melba.
WBEZ's Tony Arnold covers Illinois politics. This is WBEZ.